Well, doesn't your heart bleed when you hear this? The Chinese mining company Shenhua Australia is warning that further delays to the approval of its Watermark coal project in the Gunnedah Basin will have an impact on future foreign investment in New South Wales. Shenhua says it spent $700 million on the Gunnedah project, but it says the election of the coalition government in 2011 stalled the project's approvals process. And it says it fears the 2015 state election could present further setbacks. I guess democracy is a bitter pill to swallow for some of these rapacious miners. Shenhua claims other foreign investment in New South Wales, apart from its own, hinges on the outcome of the Gunnedah Basin project. Its chairman, Liu Jian, said, "After 6 long years, we find ourselves looking for a decision by the end of November to avoid any chance of being delayed by another election." New South Wales Minerals Council Chief Executive Stephen Galilee agrees. He said the eyes of global investors are on these projects to determine whether or not the New South Wales government is really serious about driving economic growth and attracting investment in mining projects. Well, my answer? Put these people out of their misery. They won't like my decision, the ultimate decision that I think should be made, because where the contest for land is between agriculture and, in this instance, some of Australia's best in the case of the Gunnedah Basin, where the contest is between for land is between agriculture and mining, then mining must lose. End of story.